BBC Radio Cumbria.
Update.
With the latest BBC News for Cumbria, I'm John Bonus. People in the Lake District village of Staveley near Kendal are demanding action after research showed that raw sewage floods the streets about 10 times a year, and untreated sewage is discharged into the River Kent on average every day. BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith reports.
People in Staveley say sewage on the streets and sometimes in gardens happens so frequently it's become the norm. The parish council is refusing to back any new developments until the system is improved. On top of that, it's emerged that there have been 1,000 emergency discharges into the protected River Kent in 3 years. The village says it has to kick up a stink to secure proper investment.
United Utilities says it's already done some repairs so less water enters the sewers, and it's planning more. But it doesn't plan to spend more money on the village's sewer network because it has to prioritise the most serious problems in the region.
But first, people in a Lake District village are kicking up a stink, pardon the pun, after the repeated flooding of raw sewage into their streets. The drains in Staveley back up around about 10 times a year. It's also emerged, however, that raw sewage is being released into the protected River Kent on average every day. Water company United Utilities says it understands it's unpleasant, but it's not currently a priority to fix it. Well, BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith has been to Staveley to find out a little bit more. Neil, good morning. I mean, not the ideal thing to be talking about when you're having your breakfast. It sounds particularly unpleasant, though.
It is indeed, yes, Mike. Staveley, between Kendal and Windermere in the Lake District National Park. The local River Kent is also a site of special scientific interest. So indeed, in theory, there are lots of protections in place to look after Staveley. But despite those, raw sewage is flooding into the village so often, not just on the rare occasions like Storm Desmond, but so often it's actually become the norm for people living there. I've been talking to two people directly affected.
My name's Alistair Kirkbride. I've lived in Staveley for the last 13 years and walked the streets and the pavements, often with young children in tow. At the moment we're standing next to a manhole by the pedestrian bridge over the River Gowan. It's really on the line between the playground and the railway station. A lot of people live around here, and a lot of families with young children use this to get to and from the playground. The problem is this manhole occasionally becomes a fountain, not just of water but of lots of other unsavoury items as well. And I challenge anyone to suggest to a 3 to 4 year old that that's not an exciting thing to play with.
This might be the worst villain of the piece, but it's certainly not the only place where raw sewage is backing up into homes and gardens.
I'm Isabel Stoddart, and I'm the chair of the local sustainability group. We did actually have a raw sewage leak right into our front garden, which was pretty disgusting. We felt quite helpless because we had raw sewage all over our front garden and we didn't really know how to get rid of it and who we should ring and what we should do.
The first couple of times we saw this, we thought, oh, that's quite exciting. And then we realised that it wasn't just at extreme flood events, and actually it was several times a year we were seeing some really quite unsavoury items flowing down the road, and it became quite clear quite soon that because it was happening several times a year, there's something wrong here. It's not just an extreme event that this is happening. And as we all know, we're getting more intense flooding more often as well, and that isn't going to change.
And then there's a second issue here. Not only are the sewers backing up, but also the sewage treatment works on the edge of the village is discharging raw, untreated sewage into the River Kent. Not just occasionally, but on average, every day.
We know that there have been some Freedom of Information inquiries into this, and it turns out that there is regular discharges, emergency discharges, into the River Kent. There have been about 1,000 discharges into the river over the last 3 years. So if you work that out, it doesn't take a genius that's basically once a day.
If it's happening once a day, does that smack to you of being, quotes, an emergency?
No, clearly not. An emergency to me would be once every 6 months, perhaps. Every 3 months to 6 months, when there's an extremely high level of rainfall or just, you know, an unusual occurrence. But daily, how can that possibly be an emergency?
There is a real sense of frustration here that despite trying to negotiate on this for a number of years, that nothing has happened and the problem persists.
We are a small community, and United Utilities are saying that we're not a priority. So how can we not be a priority when we've got some of the most important environmental areas to protect? We might be small, but that doesn't mean that we should be overlooked in terms of needing to have appropriate infrastructure.
The question that appears in my mind is why is this happening so frequently, and why is nothing really being done about it? Why is this serious problem not being taken seriously?
Alistair Kirkbride ending that report. Back with BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith. So, Neil, what's the village doing about this?
Well, a couple of things, really, Mike. Having done the research and got the scale of the problem, and having then raised concerns, as we heard, so far with little success, the village is going public to draw attention to the issues, hence speaking to me yesterday. But the parish council has also decided that as the sewers have clearly reached capacity already, because they're overflowing all the time, on that basis, the parish council has now taken the unusual and what it describes as bold step of imposing a moratorium on new build planning applications. Now, as a parish, it doesn't have the power to decide on planning applications, but it is consulted on all applications in its area, and it has decided it will not support a single further new development in the Staveley area until the sewers are upgraded.
What response has there been, therefore, from the water company about this?
Well, BBC Radio Cumbria asked United Utilities for an interview, but it has sent a statement instead. The company says it understands how unpleasant this is for people in Staveley and that it's carried out repairs to reduce the amount of water entering the sewage network. But United Utilities says it doesn't plan to spend any more money on this issue, telling us that it has to prioritise tackling the most serious problems across the region first. The company says it is considering including Staveley in a pilot scheme to trial the use of sensors to manage sewage flows better. In the meantime, though, it wants people in Staveley to continue to report any flooding incidents whenever they happen, because it says prioritisation of the problem in Staveley is constantly under review.
Neil, thank you. Neil Smith reporting for you this morning, and we'll be hearing live from Staveley in an hour's time.
The sound of Cumbria.
Cumbria.
Mike Zeller at breakfast.
But first, apologies for right now. This is your little bit of a warning. If you are eating your breakfast, just brace yourself, because we do need to talk about this particular subject this morning. That subject is sewage. Why? Well, it's causing misery for people in the Lake District village of Staveley between Kendal and Windermere. So much so, in fact, it literally flows into the streets. It actually erupts from drain covers. Alistair Kirkbride lives in Staveley. You won't be surprised to learn he's fed up with the situation.
The question that appears in my mind is why is this happening so frequently when not a lot else has changed, and why is nothing really being done about it? Why is this serious problem not being taken seriously?
On top of this, it's emerged that, on average, there's almost a daily emergency discharge of untreated sewage from the treatment works into the River Kent. Let's have a word now with Arthur Capstick, who's a parish councillor in Staveley. Good morning to you. I mean, there are two issues here. First off, the sewage flooding into the village. How often does this happen?
Morning, Mike. Well, over the last few years, our records show that we have had discharges from manholes 59 times since the 2015 Storm Desmond floods. So that's 59 individual occurrences of sewage discharge emerging from manholes in the village.
And of course, the second issue, Arthur, is do you know why this keeps happening?
Yes, we do, and United Utilities do as well, Mike, actually. They have accepted that the problem is that as the waste pipe, it's a combined surface water and foul water waste pipe which serves the village. It collects up all the village wastewater and then obviously takes it down to the treatment works about half a mile downstream. It has to cross underneath the River Kent, and at that point there is a restriction in the pipe. The pipe is too narrow to cope in very heavy and persistent rainfall. So because of that, it then backs up above the river, above the pipe area, And has to emerge somewhere, has to get out somewhere, and it comes back up through the manholes that are close to the river.
And of course, we've been hearing this morning about the discharge of untreated sewage into the River Kent, which apparently is happening, we're being told, pretty much every day. Is that true?
That's based on the figures which United Utilities have given the Parish Council as we've investigated it. We asked for that information about the wastewater treatment works. And the figures that they've given us for the last, since 2018 to 2020, the full year figures, simply show that they've, in emergency situations, rather than going through the full treatment process, they've had to discharge over 1,000 times into the River Kent. So that's a really serious problem.
You've been asking for this to be fixed now for some years. When you ask for it to be fixed, what response do you get? What response have you had about this?
Well, unfortunately, we have not succeeded in getting them to take this position in Staveley really seriously and to determine what they're going to do about it. They have, in fairness, they've looked at it. They've done some minor repairs, and that is what they would say. So they have done one or two things around the sewage network, which has meant that some repairs have been completed. But they've accepted that that will not solve the problem. Unfortunately, what they tell us is that it isn't cost efficient to do the complete investment in the Staveley system, which is going to cost, estimate about £2 million. So they're saying that's not cost efficient. But we have sewage on the highway, and sewage is getting into a SSSI river, because the manholes that we're talking about are very close to that river. So inevitably, when they overflow, it spills into there. So we are arguing very strongly that this is to do with our well-being as a village, as a community, and also the well-being of the environment and the species that we have in the river.
How hopeful are you that this will eventually, despite what United Utilities are telling you, how hopeful are you this will get sorted?
We're determined, Mike, that it will get sorted. It has to get sorted. We cannot, can we? We live in the 21st century. We're in the national park. We're a World Heritage Site. This is ridiculous. This cannot be accepted as being okay that this continues to happen. So we have to ensure that we insist that this organisation that makes a huge amount of money, we have to insist that it resolves this problem and gives us a fully costed and a planned and a timed way in which they're going to ensure that we are protected from raw sewage appearing through the manholes.
Arthur Capstick, Parish Councillor in Staveley, thank you. Strong words from Arthur there. Well, we asked United Utilities for an interview on the show this morning. Instead, it sent us a statement. It told us it understands how unpleasant this is and that, as Arthur said, it has carried out repairs to reduce the amount of water entering the sewage network, and it does have some more work to do. But it said it doesn't plan to spend any significant money on this issue, telling us it has to prioritise the most serious problems across the northwest region first.
Mike Zeller at breakfast.